as Jonah is removed from the front of the church. So, talking about Jonah, I have a question. Was Jonah, was he all in for God, or did he live for God just because he had to? What do you think? Pretty simple question, isn't it? As he was in because he had to be. In fact, I've heard the story that if you look at the way Jonah went, he was actually would have got to Joppa just going the long way around. And so he was going the opposite direction, which he would have eventually got there if he'd have continued on that cycle, but it probably wasn't as he could have found some more options on the way to bail out. So he was in compliance to what God was asking him to do. Even after he got thrown out of the fish's stomach, he decides to go, and he's not happy about what God's doing. The whole way through, it almost was like he's grudgingly doing what God is asking him to do. And so this morning, I have a couple points I want to make. I don't have a lot of stuff that I want to preach about, but I do have a couple points I want to make. And the first one is a PowerPoint that I want to run through. And is it on? You can get it started for me. And this is some things that came to my mind some time ago. I was pondering this thing, the difference between surrender and compliance, specifically in the Christian life. Living for God, do we live our life surrendered to God? God, it's all about you. My yes is for you. Or is it compliance? Yes, we're going to do this because we have to. You ever heard of the little boy that's sitting down and he said, I might be sitting down, but I'm standing up inside? You never heard of that? Yep. Sometimes that's the way we live our life for God. Yes, God, I will do that, but I sure don't want to. I will go to Joppa, but I sure don't want to. Why do we do that? Why do we live like that? Is our life in our Christian journey like that? Is it filled with joy? Is it filled with the joy of the Lord? Is it filled with passion and all of those things? Usually not. When I think of compliance, I think of the laws and regulations and rules, and we do these things because we have to. Not because we want to, but because we have to. But there's also a saying that you don't have to if you want to, right? And so if we choose our change our mind and say we want to do what God wants us to do, then we don't have to because we want to. All right, so I drew up a PowerPoint using dogs. So children, listen up. This will make a lot of sense, all right? And the rest of us. If we are 100% sold out to God and saying yes to Him, we can apply this to God. You can apply this to children, to your mom and dad. You can apply this to your school teachers. If you are choosing to be obedient and say yes, you're going to look a lot like this. How many of you want to look like that? Your tongue hanging out, you're happy, tail is wagging. See that smile on that dog's face? Don't he look happy? He is all in. He is all in. He is sitting at the gate and the door. Whenever his master comes home, he is there to shake paws, to lick his hand, to follow him to the next place wherever he can go. He is so thrilled about this life. He loves it. There is no place he would rather be than with his master. Isn't that beautiful? And that's the way God wants us to be with him. That there is no place we would rather be than right by his side. Yes, Lord. And not licking his hand, but just taking his hand, following him. Where do you want to go, God? We're with you. This is fun. This is exciting. The only problem is, as we keep living this life, sometimes we run into some hard stuff. And we start to feel a little bit like this dog. It's more like a, yes, master, I will do that. But I got some question marks. Not sure about this. This could hurt. This might not look like, this doesn't look like fun, but we're still going to do it, right? We're still going to go. We're going to still do what the Lord wants us to do, even though we got some questions. And then after a while, because unfortunately on this Christian life, not everything goes the way we think it should go. And we get some rough bumps, and people say some things about us, and God doesn't come through the way we think he should come through. He doesn't answer our prayer the way we think he should answer our prayer. Things happen that hurt, and we don't always know what to do with them. And after a while, we're walking along as a Christian, and this is how we feel. And this is how we look. We're kind of beat down a little bit. And we're not quite as confident about who we are as a Christian. We're not quite as excited about this Christian journey. You know, when we first became a Christian and the joy of the Lord just filled you and you felt the weight of sin is gone and whew, I'm so glad I made this decision. Well, you know what? Sometimes down the road a couple of years, or not even a couple of years, you don't feel like that anymore. Sometimes you feel like, I'm not sure if this was the right decision. This isn't exactly the way I imagined it. I didn't imagine my family to turn on me. I didn't imagine my friends at school to laugh at me. I didn't imagine to get rejected. I didn't imagine all of these things that are going to happen in life. I had no idea this was part of the package. And we start wondering, God, are you there for me? Are you good? Can I trust you? Do you love me? Is it going to be good? It just keeps getting worse. I'm going the progression here, okay? So after a while, your questions toward God get so big that this is the way you begin to live your Christian life. Someone says, boo, and You're not sure what's behind what bush, what's going to happen where. You're scared. You don't believe God's, our belief in God is just kind of, it's not even there anymore. We don't even believe that God's going to answer our prayers. We don't even believe that he cares anymore because all we feel is pain and hurt and frustration and struggle. And we're afraid. We're afraid of what's going to happen. We're afraid that God is not going to come through. Our faith level is really low. Until we have backed ourselves up underneath a tree. And here we are. We're a Christian who is supposed to be the light on the hill. And we're backed up underneath a bush peeking out. We don't even want people to know that we're a Christian. We don't even want people to know that we serve God. Because we don't even have the confidence to say that he's actually real. And he's good, and he's going to come through for them or me. That's not a fun place to be. And if that's how we're living our life, I guarantee you, other people looking around at us say, if that's a Christian, I'm not interested. I don't want that. That's not good. And they're right. It's not good. At this point, the next step, two things happen. One of two things will happen. You will either roll on your back and cry and give up, or else you will lash out in frustrated anger. That's the two responses we find that people will turn to. Either completely give up or else lash out in anger. Now, I want to go on, look at this. I was just pondering this stuff. The difference between surrender and compliance. Sometimes we're surrendered even when it hurts, even when it doesn't feel good. And the question is, we can embrace the Christian journey out of compliance because we know it's the right thing to do. Now let's look at some of those areas. Is this why we live the Christian life? Is it because this is what we're victim to it? We have to. If I don't live for God, I'm going to go to hell. So I'm a victim to God. Is it because we want the benefits? Well, if I'm a Christian, well then I get the love, the joy, the peace, whatever all else is supposed to come along with it. I know that this is the bet. My sins are forgiven. I want those benefits. Is it because we're afraid of the consequences of sin? I'm a Christian because I'm afraid of what will happen to me if I do sin, if I don't live for God. Is it because we want the power that comes from living for God? I'm going to do it God's way because I want this power? Or is it because it's all we know? This is what mom and dad did. This is what my grandparents did. This is what my church does. This is all I know. And so that's what I do too. Now, I'm not saying any of those are wrong in itself. They are wrong by themselves. Don't hear me wrong. I'm not saying a percentage of those might. How do I say that? Can somebody help me out? Yes, all of those are factors, but they cannot be the reason that we are living a life that is surrendered to God. So let's move on here. We can embrace the Christian journey by totally surrendering to God and His kingdom as an overcomer. Jesus is the one who overcame. And so we're going to surrender to Him because He is the one who overcame this life, the world of sin. We're going to surrender to God so we can be born of God. We have to completely surrender to Him so we can be born of Him. We're going to surrender to God. It means to be committed to God and His ways. If it's surrender to God, it's God, it's all about you and your ways. And it's trusting God is good and knows what He's doing. That's what surrender is. We trust that God knows what He's doing and He's good. It's a love for God and it's a love for God's ways. We love these ways. And it is enjoying the process, enjoying the journey that God has put us on. We choose to enjoy it. Whether we understand it, whether it's painful or not, we choose to enjoy it because it's the journey God is taking us on. So that's not exhaustive. That's just some thoughts that we need to choose to surrender to God. We need to completely surrender our lives to living out this Christian journey and give it all we got. If we live the life, the Christian life out of compliance, going just because this is all we've known, or this is because of we want whatever comes with it, we're not going to be able to experience the joy of living from our heart, of this life that God asks us to live. All right, so we are supposed to live the life surrendered to God, and fully enjoy it. We're supposed to live, what's the verse in Galatians talks about the fruit of the Spirit, right? As Christians, we're supposed to have the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, gentleness, meekness. See if I can remember them all. I think there's like 11 or 12. All of those things, that's who we want to be, right? Everybody wants to be that? All right. So as soon as you accepted Christ as your Savior, and He came in and put His Spirit inside of you, and you felt all of these freedom from sin, all of these things, were you able to live 100% in that love, joy, peace all of the time? Raise your hand if you could. Nobody. And yet, that's what we know is the right way to live. So I'm going to draw a picture. Please bear with me for my... because I don't know how it's going to look. Yeah. May I should get Jose? Jose. Good to have you here.
Good to have you.
Maybe we should have you come up and draw for us.
Oh, no.
All right. We're going to just do a quick drawing. Yeah, I got that nice comb over. Doesn't look very happy, does he? All right. This man has a heart, and it's on his left side. Right? He is. This is, what is it? What are we going to put? What are we going to put over him? Mr. Righteous. And as this man is a man of God, he's been born again, and he knows that he's supposed to live the Christian life, and he knows that he's supposed to be 100% filled with love, joy, peace, long-suffering. So we're going to write those things down. This is who he is. Love, joy, peace, patience, gentle, yeah, gentle, forgiveness. If my spelling is too wrong, you can correct me. What are some more? Mercy. Good. All of those things. Yeah, there is more. If you can think of more, you can let me know. All right, so this is who he is. Faithful. All right, good. Self-control. What'd you say?
Loyal.
Loyal. Yeah. Faithful. That's, what's that? All right. So kind. Oh, yeah. Yeah, kindness is one of them. It's actually one of the fruits of the Spirit, I believe. Okay. All of those. So this is our Christian man. He's righteous, and this is who he is. And he gets out of bed one morning, and he makes himself a cup of coffee, and he reads his Bible, and he is all on fire for Jesus. This is all about God. He's so filled up with life. And he spends some time in prayer, and he's interceding for everybody, and he's so excited about it. He can't wait to get outside. And he gets outside, and he's going to his car on the way to work, and he steps across the lawn, and squish. Whew. Now, this is really ugly. But it grabs everybody's attention. He steps in a dog pow. How many of you ever stepped in a dog pow? Yeah, isn't that disgusting? And as he's looking at that dog pow, he doesn't have a dog. And he's looking at the neighbors. They have a dog, and it keeps coming over on his side. And the neighbor guy is rolling in the ground laughing at him. Guess what happens inside of him? All of a sudden, he is furious. Dumb dog. Stupid neighbor. How dare he laugh? And he opens his mouth to chew out his neighbor and tell him he got to take control of his dog and keep the dumb dog at home and all of this stuff. And then he remembers, oh, no, I can't do that. I am kind. I'm patient. I'm peace. I'm joy. I'm love. And so he is there cleaning off his shoe, and he smiles at his neighbor. Hi, neighbor. Good to see you. Yep. Have a great day. What do you think he's feeling inside? What do you think he's feeling inside? He paces a smile on his face. But what's he feeling inside? Yeah, I want to shoot that dog. I'm still mad. But I'm this. I'm patience. I'm peace. I'm love. I'm joy. I'm kind. And so I'm not going to manifest anger. But what he's doing is he is pushing down those feelings that are actually in his, that are actually there. You want to be a part of this too? Uh-huh. How many know that feeling? You want to be Mr. Righteous and leave off the fruits of the Spirit. Be that. But things keep happening in your life. And so to be those things, you push it down, you swallow real hard, and you bite your lip, and you smile and say, thank you, God bless you, and you move on. You understand that feeling? Is living our life that way going to get us where we need to go? What do you think?
I don't
know
if it's that being down, but Jesus taught that we use things first, and then the feelings follow that.
Okay.
We return love for evil. Yep. And, you know, we go the extra mile. Yep. There's a lot that Jesus taught that we do something for someone, and I think often feelings follow that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we live by faith, not by feelings. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You said a key word there that's the point I'm getting at. So, if we are all of this, are we also truthful and honest about what we're feeling inside? When these things come up that upset us, and we push it all down and we don't manifest it, are we being truthful and honest about what we're feeling? No. And we get to the point where we can be. The question I have is, how do we get there? So while we're getting there, I agree with Steve. We're going to manifest this anyways. This is God's way. And so we choose to live this way. We choose to live God's way, no matter what we feel. Because that's right. And the feelings hopefully will come. But there's a step that Steve said, and that was release. And that is this. When something happens, I'm going to go over here. Okay, so we're now on the way to work. We're driving down the road, and all of a sudden, we get in a traffic jam. And people start cutting you off and giving you all kinds of ugly stuff, saying ugly things, or angry at you. And you're frustrated. Yeah, to be honest, it bugs me. It bugs me when people give me the finger. So, what do I do? Here's the question. Do I push it down and say, oh, I can't, I'm going to be this, oh, God bless you. I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. And isn't that the picture-perfect Christian answer? Well, so we finally get to work, and we walk in, and the boss says, you're late. I ought to dock your pay. And that's like the straw that breaks the camel's back. And about that time, you've just had enough. And out of your all these feelings in here, let's do it this way. All of this stuff that you've pushed down, all of a sudden it goes, whoo, right out through your mouth, and you just let your boss know what you think. How many of you have ever done that? Maybe not to your boss, maybe to your spouse or to your children. So you get to work, and your boss says, you're late, I ought to dock your pay. And or someone would say something. It's just the straw that breaks the camel's back. And out of frustration, just boom, you unload on them. It wasn't my fault. Why do you keep pointing me? Why do you give me the blame? Why is it? Blah, 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 blah. You know that feeling? Yeah, I do too. We've all done it, whether we want to admit it or not. And then we say, that wasn't right. That wasn't who I am. I'm embarrassed. Okay, I'm not going to do that again. Push those feelings down. I am not going to be like that. You can't, you're right. So, but if you keep pushing them down, they're going to come out sooner or later. They will come out. And so this is why I drew the cross. So when you get out of the house and you had a good time with Jesus and you make a mistake or you step on that dog doo-doo and your neighbor's laughing at you and up comes, I want to shoot that dog. What are you supposed to do now? You got to be honest with your feelings and truthful and say, Lord, I'd love to shoot that dog. I'm pretty upset right now, but I know those aren't your feelings aren't from you. I forgive that dog. Yes, I forgive that dog. We run this stuff through the cross, through Jesus Christ. I forgive that dog. I forgive that neighbor. I forgive. I repent. For all anger toward my neighbor, I repent for all bitterness toward my neighbor, and I release these things to you, Lord. Release them. How else are we going to do it? We have to get rid of it. We have to be honest and truthful about what's in there. We have to be honest and truthful about what's in there. Can you hear me? We can't just shove it down. It don't work. It's going to come out. We have to take it to the cross, to Jesus Christ, and say, Lord, this is not right. I repent. I forgive those people. I release these emotions, these feelings to you. And I'm asking for that divine exchange that you have offered through salvation. Divine exchange. I cannot manufacture love. I can smile, I can put on a nice face, but only God can give me the love of Christ. I cannot manufacture peace. I can act like I'm having a full of peace, but I can't. It comes from God. Nobody here can pretend peace enough to fool God. You might be able to fool people, but not God. We cannot manufacture joy. We can live in happiness, but the joy that comes from God, you can't make it up. We have to say, Lord, this anger, this frustration, this whatever all it is, we bring it to you. It's not right. I don't want it. And I'm asking for that divine exchange that you provided, salvation. You said you'll take it. I don't want it. Take it. I want, and I ask in exchange for the love, the joy, the peace, the ability to love my neighbor, the ability to not only put up with that dog, but actually be able to look at that dog and like it, recognize it's a beautiful, nice dog. The ability to look at my neighbor or the person who is cutting me off in traffic and making all kinds of gestures at me, to be able to look at them and smile and truly say, God bless you, in my heart, and just release it. Lord, I'm asking for that because I can't make it up. I can't do this on my own. That's the way we have to live our Christian life. And by doing that, we are being, truthful and honest about what's going on in there? Yeah, we're being truthful and honest. Is what's coming out this? Yes, hopefully it's coming. This is what's coming out. And that in that way, we are able to be truthful and honest with ourselves about what's going on in our heart and actually still manifest this. That is this is a journey that I believe we all need to learn to embrace. Because there are so many emotions, especially right now, there's so many emotions floating around all over the place. And I've been watching Facebook all week and social media, and I haven't spoken. Now, the reason I haven't spoken is because I want to hear. I really want to hear. And there's a lot of emotions that have come up inside of me. There's a lot of emotions I see coming up inside of other people. And I said, I just want to hear. I don't want to speak out of those emotions. I don't want to. And then the more I listen, the more I recognize, you know what? There's a lot out there that I've been missing. There's a lot out there that I haven't seen. There's a lot out there that God wants to show me. If I can let go of those emotions that come up and see past my filters and hear what other people are really saying, hear past the pain that comes up inside of them and hear the truth. There's a lot out there that I need to hear. And I invite you to join me on that journey. Let's take the stuff that comes up inside of us and take it to the cross. Let's take the stuff that comes up inside of other people that isn't of God and take it through the cross. And 1 John 5, verse 22 and 23, it said, if any man commits a sin that's not unto death, let's ask for them, and God will forgive them. And I believe that when we hear someone speaking and saying things that are not out of this, but they're out of anger or frustration, if we're able to say, Lord, I hear that anger, I forgive that person for that anger, and I ask you to forgive him for his anger. Jesus was on the cross, and he said, Lord, forgive these people. They don't know what they're doing. If we can live that way with the people around us and hear through those filters, we're going to be able to get rid of the junk in our lives and the junk in their lives and actually be able to hear. So there's my Mr. Righteous Man. I'm going to erase him because it looks pretty goofy. But I want to close with this. Let's learn to listen. Let's learn to hear. Let's learn to bless those around us and to recognize that there's a lot more going on around us than we probably really even know, or we even see in our box. So God bless you, and enjoy the journey.